This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today in corporate mergers and acquisitions news, China edition, this item. The Anbang Insurance Group out of Beijing has put an unsolicited offer on the table for Starwood Hotels, which would desperately muck up the $12 billion deal that Marriott thought it had to buy the Starwood chain. It's just the latest in a series of Chinese investments in U.S. companies and real estate, investments that are not universally welcomed. Marketplace's Mark Garrison is on that one out of New York.
Lots of foreigners buy into America. Canadians have invested far more over time than the Chinese, but nobody worries because Canada's a friendly ally next door. Not to mention it has great maple syrup and a nice guy prime minister. China gets outsized attention because it's still unfamiliar, explains Patrick Chovanec of Silvercrest Asset Management.
Initially, a lot of the investors are unknown, and so people have lots of questions about them and maybe concerns. Many of them are state-owned enterprises, which raises the question of to what degree they're commercially motivated and what degree there's a political motivation.
But that's changing as China's credibility and buying power grow. The fact that China and the rest of the world want to invest here means America is seen as safe and growing, which is a compliment. In general, whether you're selling a building, a company, or just a couch on Craigslist, the more bidders, the better price you'll get.
Having a diversity of investors is important to the health of the market.
Sam Chandon is a Wharton School real estate professor. He worries, though, that in major cities, the surge in foreign interest may be causing real estate prices to get out of hand.
We're at a point where Chinese investors and other contributors have pushed the envelope a little bit. That, I think, is acting to lift prices in a way that is raising concerns.
In a hot market for American assets that includes heavy-hitting investors here and abroad, China's just one player among many. But it's new, it's intriguing, and it keeps getting hungrier. So every big deal Chinese investors strike in America will raise eyebrows. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.